Hey, Eric Bischoff here, and if you're looking for the inside scoop, all of the information, look no further than the Ringside Podcast.
You're listening to the Ringside Podcast.
Still sitting at ringside.
The show that brings you all that is pro wrestling, news, interviews, and opinions.
Oops, I'm breaking the fourth wall.
With Daniel Spencer.
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
Jeremy Wallman.
I'm the best in the world at what I do.
And Justin Kruger.
Your arms are just too short to box with God.
And now, let's ring the bell and start the show.
Welcome to the Ringside Podcast. I'm Daniel Spencer.
I'm Jeremy Wallman.
I'm JK.
Oh, crap. He's here.
He is here.
I was about to transition into introducing the greatest guest we've ever had, and JK interrupted us.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was here. I'm sorry.
Shout out to Dr. Manbees for filling in for JK as co-host.
Oh, he did an amazing job. I really think he should take your spot on the podcast.
I mean, he could. That's, if he wants to, that's fine.
I mean, he's the doctor, damn it.
He is a doctor. Not the doctor of Duganomics, but he is a doctor. Speaking of Dr. Duganomics, we got the doctor of mustaches, the doctor of the nickel, tickle the nickel. Mm. We got the real deal, or the main event.
The main event. You will refer to him as the main event on my on our podcast.
Mama?
Hey, I fixed it.
You fixed it, yes. We got Randall Floyd. Randall Floyd, how you doing?
Yo, what's up, everybody? Hey, I sincerely apologize for being late today. Just something pretty wild happened. I just don't want to get too much into it, but we had a little bit of a snafu that we ran into on the way here. But it's on the past. How are you guys doing today?
Well, fantastic. Well,
how are you gonna hold on? How's he gonna do that and just like blow it off like it's no big deal?
It's just not a big deal. We'll just move on to it.
Move on to it?
Yeah, okay. We'll just move on.
All right.
He's a very forward thinking man, sir.
Absolutely.
All right. All right. Well
he's the real deal. He can do whatever he wants.
I was at the gas station and I was standing in line to get myself a drink. I don't want to get too much into it. But I was standing in line to get a drink and a few guys ahead of me, I hear, "This is a stick up!" And I thought, oh no. Because I'm going to be late, right?
Yeah.
You had just texted me. I needed the address. You just texted me. And I hear, "This is a stick up. Get on the ground." And I'm thinking, oh no, I'm going to let Daniel down. And I'm going to be late.
Not the fact that there's a stick up. It's, oh no.
Yeah.
I'm going to let down the Ringside Podcast.
I'm going to let down Daniel and the rest of the Ringside Podcast if I'm late.
Yeah.
So I got to get out of here quick.
Yeah.
My first thought is get on the ground, right, for safety?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Not today.
No.
I stood right up. I got in this guy's face. I said, not today. You know what he did?
What's that? Let me guess. Did he cower down?
No.
Did he tickle the nickel?
Boy, did he want to.
Was he JK? He did come in right before you.
Yeah, it's true. It was not.
Okay, all right.
JK has his left arm. This fellow.
Thank God, I actually am left-armed.
Whoa, wait. He didn't cower down. Are you saying that you took down this guy?
This gentleman.
Yeah.
Who yelled, "This is a stick-up." Put his gun directly into my face. I had no choice but to immediately. I'm not exactly sure how many times, but I think I heard three snaps. I think I broke his arm in at least three places and put him down onto the ground. Held him there until the police showed up. Police get there, and they're trying to give me to give a big, this like a police report. And just like I was earlier, like I don't want to get too much into it.
Right.
I got somewhere to be. I need to be on the Ringside Podcast. They said, hang on, what? I said, yeah, the Ringside Podcast, and he said, "You're free to go."
So that's it. So
yeah. As I'm trying to run out, he's like, "Hang on, what's your name? We need your name. We need something to call you." And I just looked over my shoulder and I just said, hero.
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 Wow.
Forget G.I. Joe. He is the real American hero.
The American hero.
I don't want Steve Rogers. He is a real Captain America.
Oh, thank you guys very much. I didn't want to get too much into it.
I'm not going to embarrass myself
I'm 7 minutes late, but I'm here.
You know what? Just listen. It was no big deal. You know, it's no big deal that you're late. You're forgiven. No big deal whatsoever.
Well, especially when Daniel normally shows up an hour late. So, and the guests are normally here before him.
But it's okay. You know what? We'll just say, we'll forget it. You got a free pass.
No, you can't forget it. That was an act of...
That's no big deal. As he said, it's no big deal.
That is hands down the greatest act of heroism I've ever heard on this podcast.
I don't know that I'll be able to continue.
Guys, thank you. I'm moved. Thank you, but we can move on.
Yeah, we can move on.
Okay.
All right. So...
Hold on real quick.
Uh-oh. What are you going to do?
I shed a tear. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Compose myself.
All right.
Thank you, sir, for protecting
absolutely.
The neighborhood, probably.
So a lot has happened.
Circle K, Mud Lane. Don't worry about it. It's safe.
It's safe now.
It's not normally.
So a lot of things have happened since the last time Randall Floyd has been on the show. Number one, he's came back to OVW. Number two, he's going back to his hometown. And number three, he's back in the Ringside Podcast. I don't know. I
thought you were turning into a chicken. back.
No, that would have been back or something like that, right?
Let's also not forget that he went down and dominated NXT tryout, in my opinion.
Yeah, actually, that would have been number three.
Yeah, it should have been.
Yeah.
But you're too busy trying to rhyme things with back.
Anyways, we got a lot to talk about, Randall.
Right.
So why don't we first let's go in order of what happened. I think it came out on this podcast, breaking news that the reason why you were out was you were injured. Shout out to Chad Miller for bringing that up.
Happens. I knew it would happen some point. actually, the last time I was here. I think the Wednesday before I had re-injured my knee. So I was kayfabing you guys as I was trying to hobble down the stairs. I made sure I went behind you so you didn't see me limping down because I knew that it would be something that I would at least try to hide because of what I knew that I had coming up. But Chad threw it out there. I had blown out my ACL the week before I did it.
Yeah, and that was around December?
Late November, earlier December it happened. Yeah. I got the surgery December 26th.
Okay. Because I remember, I think you, if I'm not mistaken, you might have did a match or so, not knowing what it was, right? You were kind of...
I knew something was up. It hurt a lot.
Yeah.
And then I finally spoke to Man Beast, who you guys had on here last week, and he said it might be a meniscus tear. It sure was. When they checked out there, I had a meniscus tear, and I had re-torn my ACL.
Yeah. So, you know, now... You know, people talk about Adrian Peterson, you know, coming back, and I mean, look what Randall did. I mean, such a short time in this whole having surgery, and I gotta say, man, you know, I was there seeing you a lot, rehab a lot, seeing you do things, you know, as far as taking care of yourself. I mean, you definitely did everything you were supposed to do, probably in more to train and get back and rehab and get healthy. And so you know, you know, as you're doing this, I think you're still helping run the beginner's class and things like that.
That's
obviously
right.
Not physically in the ring, but other ways, kind of similar to what Matt used to do and what others have done before. But this was going on, you were waiting. You had a tryout for NXT. You had to get pushed back a little bit, obviously, because of the injury, right?
It actually, the injury had nothing to do with it. I had my tryout was set for December. And then I got an email from the guys that send emails there that my tryout would be pushed to late March, early April. And it's like, oh, okay, cool, more time to get ready for this thing. And I think it was 2 days later that I started feeling all this sharp pain in my knee. I definitely felt it buckle at the time, was just kind of just pushing it off, thinking it wasn't much. And it just took a few weeks after that before I finally got myself checked out. But the timing of it was, when I got the injury, I was supposed to be down in Florida for the tryout.
Yeah.
So
purely coincidental.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, it was. And which is kind of that having that Charlotte move was, I guess, a blessing, really, because if it was the same time frame, you wouldn't really been able to do it.
Well, you never know. It happened on TV on Wednesday night. I got thrown to the floor. If I was at an NXT tryout, I would not have been getting thrown to the floor. So you never know.
I gotcha.
If he can stop a robber up at Circle K, he could do anything.
So
he's gone from the real deal to no big deal?
I like,
because I think he's the main event. I mean, I'm still going to stand by that.
Okay.
No big deal is kind of like detrimental sounding. He's the no big deal, Randall. That just doesn't have a ring to it.
No.
All right, we'll just.
All right, so you get the tryout, and this was April, right?
I think so. Early April, yes.
Early April.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it was shortly after WrestleMania time frame.
It was the following week, or that weekend, or something. Yeah, the following week.
And Rip Rogers let everybody know that you killed it, mm-hmm. According to Rip and his connections there. And obviously, if Rip says you did, I'm pretty sure you did. Was it a week there, or like 4 days? Or
we spent a total of 4 days there. The first day was just getting like medical checkups, all that fun stuff. They checked out the knee. I think at this point I'm exactly 4 months out from my ACL surgery, which is a 9 to 12 month recovery. And to be there in 4 months, it was scary because I wasn't sure what was going to happen, if I was even going to be able to get cleared. They cleared me, so I was all set to go. And then the next few days were spent two-a-days, so 8-hour days of just training, pretty much. Them running us through drills and essentially trying to kill us, it felt like, at most times. But I was pretty fortunate. Most of the staff there was former OVW. So they were they knew who I was before I even got there. So Mike Mondo, Mark Henry was there, Santino, Serena Deeb, all those people knew who I was through, awesome. Because of Rip, kind of talking me up before I even got there, putting even more pressure on myself. So
now at this time too, you decided, I know you talked about this before recently on another podcast, but you decided to make a change to your appearance. In the form of like golden blonde,
right? So yeah. I before the tryout, I decided to shave my face into just a mustache to kind of, I suppose, in a way, direct more attention to myself, because essentially that's all you're doing when you're there is getting people to pay attention to you.
Right.
So I thought a big silly mustache would do it. I think the night before I was heading down, so this was like a Tuesday or something. SmackDown, I saw that Bobby Roode had shaved his face into a big silly mustache, so I was like, great, now I have to do something a little bit different. So we went out and I just got some bleach and just decided bleaching it would be good enough. And essentially it worked, because as soon as I got there, I think it was Robert Strauss goes, wow, look at you, and he just made fun of my mustache. So I mean, people took notice, I suppose.
Yeah,
and I just kind of used it the whole week.
I hated
it.
I'm just thankful that it never made an appearance in this house.
Well, it never made an appearance in the house, but it definitely made an appearance on TV and it's out there in the world. So the trial went well, as we talked about. Mm-hmm. What are they when it comes to the tryout, as far as feedback? Like, what do they tell you? Do you have a? It's just one of those things. Do they tell you like what you did right or wrong, like there before you left, or?
No. So the way that they were operating things were, that first day they would give you a lot of feedback as far as what they, like the drills they were putting you through, mm-hmm. No, try this, do this, you're doing this different, whatever it might be. They would give you feedback on those first days. Kind of after that, they really started dropping off and just let people do what they were doing. They were trying to see if you were coachable.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't get much feedback after that first day. And then when the tryout was all said and done, they, really all they said was they were going to just email us and let us know kind of the verdict. But I didn't get like immediate follow or like feedback from those guys. I mean, I went up and talked to Regal and Mike Mondo and Santino and kind of asked them what they thought and how things were going. And they just said everything was fine. So,
well, I think the way it works is that we talked about it when we were there, back in May, it was like, you know, if they don't tell you anything negative, no news or good news is still good news, like either way. You know what I'm saying? So as long as they don't come to you and say, you stink, kid, and you're never coming back again, or do something right. stupid, then you're pretty much okay for the most part. And so, yeah, it's that, and I guess we'll find out, maybe hopefully we'll see you, maybe won't see you at OVW, and we'll see you in another platform, hopefully, you know, in the future. I believe it's going to happen, just how soon no or later.
No doubt. I mean, that's something that we've thought from the very start, and that's not to blow any smoke up your end, because, I mean, you're Randall freaking Floyd, but, I mean, we've said from the very beginning, and I think other people have, without saying your name, have alluded to this fact as well. You're just so hungry to learn. It was
Randall Royal.
I like
it was
to
Randy
call
Royal.
Him the other Randall. He likes to call him his main Randall.
Randy Royal.
Randy Royal was like really excited for the locker room. He's like, there's, and he didn't, like I said, he didn't say any names, but you could tell who he was talking about. He's like, we got guys that don't want to follow directions. And then we got like one or two guys that are just like, they eat this up. And that's what it takes to survive in this business. I mean, I don't know personally because I've never been in your business before. But, you know, you can just tell that you love every social media clip they put out, and they show you like going through training or teaching people. It's just like, for somebody who loves wrestling like I do, from a fan aspect, it's just nice to see that there's people out there that want to entertain the fans, and they want to be the best at what they're doing. And I truly believe that we will see you for longer than a few seconds. Like, was it Raw and Cincy a couple weeks ago? He was on TV for just a few seconds.
Yeah.
I was pissed because I was like, yeah, there's Randall. I told y'all. And then he wasn't even in frame. It was like, it was over with. Wasn't it the Lucha House party?
Yeah, yeah. Where'd the purple guy go?
Yeah, where'd the purple guy go? But no, I you're going to be headlining pay-per-views before you know it.
Appreciate it. Hey, you know, for the record, I wasn't on TV very long either. So
the difference is Randall Floyd didn't get obliterated like you did.
Yeah, that's true. I got beat. He just goes checks on his. He was a good friend. He goes and checks on his buddy. I should have got out of the way. I should have ran like the girls did. I didn't though. So
I let you borrow my headband.
You did.
It would protect
you did. Yes.
It didn't work.
That did work. Which, by the way, speaking of the whole mustache thing, because of that reason was the reason why I decided to do look obnoxious as I possibly could with a tutu, rainbow pants, your headband. Like, it just made it more perfect. The bright pink. Like, it was all. It was great. So
you were running that kind of stuff before you even met him. What are you talking about? There's pictures on Facebook.
No. So yeah, and so we start with that, and then we go into you being cleared and able to go. Well, you got cleared there, but being cleared with OVW and coming back, and I think you were ready to come back a few weeks before, but you know, it was the whole with OVW Television. Those of you that hear us talk about it a lot, we have a thing there called the TV Gauntlet, where basically the TV title is up every week for grabs in a gauntlet match. And the champion is not always the first one out. It could be the last one, or it's five, sometimes six wrestlers or competitors, however you want to call it, come out and do that. And it's one big long match, and you got to survive the gauntlet. And sometimes you get surprises that happen, like Jesse Godders sometimes is a surprise, or, you know, SP came back as a surprise, and sure enough, Mike Hayes came back as a surprise, didn't he? Or no, maybe he didn't. Yeah, he did. It was some kind of gauntlet he came back, but things like that. And then here you go, Randall Floyd came back as a surprise, and you went in there and dominated for many weeks, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Dominated. It just so happens that recently you've, unfortunately, lost the nickel because you got caught off guard. But everyone keeps attacking that leg, and you can only take so much at one time. But it seems like that's the running thing. Is everybody is attacking. They know your weak spot right now. They think it's weak, but I think it's stronger than it was before.
It's stronger than ever. And being inside the gauntlet and having that TV championship, you know that you've always got a target on your back, and everybody wants to get their opportunity to feel the steel to truly enjoy that alloy. But when it comes down to it, I'm the greatest that's ever tickled that nickel, and I will be back inside that gauntlet to win that TV title once again.
Yeah, and you know, and the current champion right now is Lutz, and I don't think the last couple times he's won it, I think it's kind of been kind of a weird win. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know exactly what it was that happened, but for some reason I couldn't kick out. It felt like my tights were pulled a little bit tighter than they normally are.
Okay.
And I don't know exactly why I couldn't kick out because of that fact, but just after the, I was just like very confused as to why I couldn't kick out.
Yeah. And you being on vacation for the holiday, you wasn't able to be in the gauntlet to get your revenge this past week at UC on OVW television. So hopefully, like you said, you'll get that back. I have a feeling if you're getting the gauntlet, you're getting it back. So it's just a matter of you getting into it, getting in the gauntlet again, and be all said and done.
Mm-hmm.
So with that though, I mean you're a 3-time television champion,
that's right?
And soon to be a 4th, right?
Soon I guess. To be 4th.
I'm not trying to be biased or anything. I'm just a referee. But here's the thing though about the gauntlet. I gotta bring this up. There was like for 3 weeks in a row, there was like this picture that just happened because I was the referee for those 3 matches, and I would come out and I would help him because he'd be able to tack your leg and you had a hard time walking back, and I would hold you up and help you out, you know, lean on me so to speak with the title, and there was this picture of me like. All up on your chest, holding you up, and there's Randall just like flexing or have this face, and you got to, I mean they're hilarious. Like I'm kind of mad that we didn't get to do that this past week. Like it should have been the running show.
What we were alluding to earlier, and you said not yet.
Yeah,
sorry, he said not yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Before we got on.
Yeah, yeah, maybe so. So how is it like being back? You know, for being, I mean, because. Yeah, you couldn't wrestle, but you were there doing things behind the scenes and helping out and learning another aspect of the business, which mm-hmm. is great that Al lets others do that. So that was going on, but what was it like finally coming back into that curtain and being, you know, getting in that ring and doing what you do, you know?
So like you had said, for the 3 or 4 months that I, or 5 months that I was down, I was essentially just Al's shadow, and anywhere he kind of went, I was following to kind of learn from him, as far as backstage stuff and production and all that goes. But that whole time I want to be out there. This sucks. And quite honestly, it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Not being able to, fight outside in the ring and be able to do what I've been trying to do my entire life, which is, you know, wrestle. So when I finally got out there, I was a little bit nervous before I stepped out, but the second I got through the curtain, kind of everything just went away and I was just laser focused and ready to go. And it felt really great to be back in the ring again. And it took me a couple days to kind of calm down from it a little bit. Maybe the next week, it was like, okay. And I was starting to get back in a routine, like this is normal again. But then, same thing happened. Pretty nervous going before I'm going out, and then it took it a few weeks before it felt normal again. Like the pre-match jitters, I guess, kind of started going away. I would lie if I said that there wasn't a match that I've ever had that I wasn't a little bit nervous for. But that first one back, I was extremely nervous, just because I didn't know the response I was going to get, what was going to happen, if people remembered me. My music hit, and nothing happened. And I have not out yet. I'm like, oh, shit, these people forgot who I was. But then I finally stepped out. It took them a second or two, and they were like, oh, yeah, it's Randall Floyd. He's back.
Oh, that's that guy's music we remember.
Yeah, exactly.
real quick,
mm-hmm.
only because I like to interrupt you and because I have an actual question. You talk about being off for so long and learning a different, you know, part of the job. Was there anything I've always been interested in knowing this. From doing things on that side, was there anything that you actually learned as far as, oh, I can do this when I'm in the ring, or I can do that, or, you know, elaborate on that for me?
Yeah, there's always something to learn there. So being basically attached to Al's hip during Wednesdays and Saturday nights, listening to him direct the show, and I'm talking in Daniel's ear and trying to get him to do stuff to wrestlers and making jokes to him, trying to make him laugh the whole time. I'm also listening to
shoot.
Al.
That's a shoot.
I'm also listening to Al and just things that are happening on TV, and he's able to, I mean, he's very vocal when he's backstage directing the show. A lot of please kill me nows. So you learn, essentially learning a lot from other people's mistakes, and I've kind of always been able to do that. Just basically observing people and seeing what they're doing wrong, and listening to somebody telling me, hey, what should they have done here? And I don't know, you tell me. And then he tells me, and then next time you ask, I've got an answer. So you're constantly learning from him, and I think it helped as far as, you know, what he's wanting for TV and what to expect in the next level for TV. I think it helped me immensely.
You know, I kind of agree with you there, because I feel like a lot of I'm always trying to stay in that room too, and watching the matches, but also watch what the other refs are doing and things to take from them as far as learning or what do, what not to do. Listen to Al's direction. We TV review, we do. We'll watch stuff over again and watching things again as well. So it's like, you know, right, being in that. What are you laughing at?
I'll tell you later.
Okay. All right. But be whatever.
You said, you play it back. You said, you're going to cut that. Please cut this out.
Okay.
You said, and then you sit back there and you listen to Al's erection.
Like, that's an erection?
You did.
It's loud. It's really loud.
It's like, I'm learning.
It's very loud.
All right. Anyways, you sit back there and you listen to Al's reaction to everything, but no, honestly, like, it, you know, you learn that. It's a good way of learning. I'm like that too. I went to a show that was helping out down at Fort Campbell with Impact and Crimson's organization, and you know, I were there. Justin King, former referee for WWE, was sitting there and like kind of like teaching me while I'm watching, you know, like Charlene and another guy named Doug. These guys referee, and I'm like, he's like telling me things. You know, watch what they're doing. Watch this. You know, good and bad. Like, he was so, and I took that information and like went with it in the next show I did. And so you being there is tremendous, because I know. And right now we know Tony Gunn is getting that experience.
Right.
And I do believe. And by the way, I will say this, Randall. I don't know what he was before, because I've since he's come back, I've never seen him before. He was in production as far as listening to the ref, but I will say this, he definitely listens to the referee when the referee gives him time cue, so thank you for that. And he probably knows, because how important it is now being in the back, where, and I think Tony will do the same thing, although Tony never always listened, but it's just, you definitely, I don't know if you never listened before, but you definitely are the one of the only ones that listen. Just threw people under the bus, but it's okay.
You threw a bunch of people under the bus.
It's okay, and Al will approve. It's okay. Because that's the big thing there.
There's always times where, I mean, it's happened. I've gone over or gone under. I think it was at the Fort Knox show. You're like, 30 seconds, and Revolver wanted to do all this crazy stuff. And I'm, nope, going home, and just dumped him. So,
yep.
I mean, that stuff happens. I mean, there's been times, I think, I mean, it was a few weeks ago where we went a couple minutes short. But I know we've got all this stuff for the main event, and it's okay. We can, I go, we can give it to them. And we just went on, so.
Well, I think the only thing I remember is something went way too long in the gauntlet of the Fort Knox, but it happened, and then it caused the main event to like barely like rush at the very end. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, if that gauntlet spot was a little bit shorter, it would have probably been a lot better.
That didn't happen.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
And I'm sure you felt
which
the effects
one went
of
long?
That. The one that hurt you the most.
Mm. It felt like forever.
Yeah, it was forever. Because you told me, get him out of the ring. Yeah. Tell him to stop. I was like, he's done. And I got him in my ear. Tell him to do it one more time. I'm like, no, he's done. Go.
Yeah, he's done. No.
The point being, anytime you can add a different weapon to your arsenal, it just makes you more valuable in any aspect, any place of employment. So when you can learn, like, that just fascinates me, because being on one side, you tend to, if you're only on one side or the other, you don't really appreciate or understand what the others do.
Yeah.
But when you get to do both sides, you know, then that makes you the most valuable person on earth.
But it's good too, because, you know, what Randall, he does, doing the beginner's class and stuff, he can kind of, I mean, of course, that's not the main focus at that point. That's next level, but you can still kind of teach it in a way, adding to, you know, certain moves or whatnot, set the, hey, it's as a, you know, listening to the crowd, listening to the ref if you're on time cues, because the difference between OVW school than anybody else and is that you're training for you're training for also for TV. No other place you go to train for, you're just training to go out there and put on a show. Mm-hmm. You're not training for actual TV, which is going to help you get. That's why a lot of OVW guys in the past got on TV and get pushed to WWE a lot quicker was because of the fact that they were around TV. They understood TV
right,
production.
Right.
And you see guys struggle and takes forever to get there, and they have to go to NXT in this filter system for a long time because they're not ready for that yet, where Al and guys are getting them ready here at OVW. And it's just the fact that before they were missing that old connection.
Right.
Now they've got that connection back.
I've learned a whole bunch as far as, you know, you being on both sides of the ball there, and then Daniel saying that everybody but you runs long on their time cues. That's just is that why Justin knocked the crap out of you last week on TV? That was my, if we were gonna do This Is Awesome, that was gonna be my This Is Awesome moment, that he rearranged your teeth or attempted to.
That's all right. We all got our revenge this week. We did. No. Anyways.
Spoiler alert.
No
spoilers.
No, this, by the time this airs, you'll see it all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I didn't know when you were playing.
So what? So let's talk a little bit about something coming up. Before we do, you got an awesome shirt. Let's go ahead and plug our sponsor. Let's talk about Collar and Elbow. When you go to store.collarandelbowbrand.com and you go to order, use promo code RINGSIDE. You save 10% on your entire order. They got the new summer catalog out there, and it is beautiful. So go check it out. A lot of patriotic stuff, as Randall's wearing the Independence shirt today. We'll have to pick a picture of Randall in that shirt just to post it and say.
I just feel like I should salute him because he, for many, many reasons, including the fact, not only because of it was America's birthday, but because he probably saved my neighborhood from thugs.
Yeah,
up in Circle K earlier.
Absolutely, so. And you salute it with the wrong hand, but it's okay.
I don't.
But next,
how about I salute with that hand?
I am number one. Thank you. Appreciate that. So, and also, shout out to 4th of July. A lot of people I saw wearing their flagged shirt. Collar and Elbow. I was one of them yesterday. Shout out to Collar and Elbow for sharing a picture of me and my hotness next to me. I just have to let out there because she's hot. Sorry, she's our spot. She's our model for our show.
She's a new fire.
Yeah, she. Well,
I don't know about it. She's actually fire.
Yeah, she's actually fire. Yeah. It wouldn't be the new fire. I could probably. You just gave me an idea, Randall. Anyways, promo code RINGSIDE. Save 10%.
Thanks a lot. He always likes to make executive decisions without discussing with us. So
I said I had an idea. I didn't say I had.
I thought I smelled something.
Whatever. All right. So coming up, by the time this airs, we're about a week or two away. As we teased earlier, you're going to be making your, I guess, is it your wrestling debut in your hometown?
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
So we've got... coming up, OVW, they have been reached out to, this was back before my tryout, our county fair association or whatever you want to call it, reached out to me and they were interested in me coming back and doing a show, knowing that it was kind of my, had been 10 years since I'd really been there, mm-hmm. Since I'd graduated high school, I suppose. So they want this big, you know, celebration for the county fair, that we're going to be doing. So July 20th. OVW will be going up to Rensselaer, Teddy. Rensselaer.
Oh.
Sounds exactly how it's spelled.
Dr. Manbeast.
Mm-hmm. What did he call it?
Rensselaer or something like that. It made me laugh.
Yeah.
But
he butchered it. It's okay.
It was rough.
Yeah.
The Rensselaer County Fair. It is the Jasper County Fair.
He's around Gilbert a lot, though.
Rensselaer, Indiana.
Well, to be fair, though, I mean, I have a lot of family in Indiana, so I knew how to pronounce it. But if you're not from Indiana or around those areas, there's a lot of things that'd be easy to mess up. So,
what was funny was actually, like 2 weeks ago, I went to Chicago, and I drove through there. And like I'm in the, you know, sometimes your the Snapchat filters will tell you where you're at. It's like I'm in Jasper County or something like that. I was like, oh, or my GPS did. So I see a picture. He's like, oh, not quite there yet. I was like, oh, and then like which I really wasn't, but it told me I was. I was like, oh, well, it just tells me I was. But then like three X's later, there it is.
Exit 215.
Yep. It said the county fair, whatever, or the fairgrounds is this way. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I just passed it. And then on my way back, I had to make sure I took a shot of
Absolutely.
Exit and send it to Randall.
Because he'd never seen it before.
No, he never had. You know, which something weird happened on that trip. I don't know if Randall was talking about it, but it was kind of freaky. The whole sticks.
That was pretty weird, yeah.
So I just stop at a gas station, and I walk by, and I bought the greatest.
Did you save somebody at the gas station, too?
Yeah, yep. I saved somebody else from not buying this because I wanted it. I walked by and I looked over and there was the greatest hits of Sticks Greatest Hits or whatever, and I was like, you know what? I mean, I have a couple of their albums, but I'm on the road. You can't go wrong with sticks. So I grabbed it. I went and bought it, and I just posted, like, I took a picture of it and I snapped it, and I think I sent it to Randall. And then, like, he just comes back and he sends me a screenshot of what he's listening to at that very moment was a Styx song that's on that same album. He's like, that's weird.
Yeah. That was weird. And it was okay. I downloaded an album on my phone there, like, probably like 30 minutes before you even sent that. So,
yeah.
Speaking of the Jasper County stuff, it's been like 10 years since I've listened to any Styx, and it's something that I really grew up on, and it reminded me of being back home and you sending me those pictures and stuff. And then like a Styx song popped in my head. I think it was like Lorelei or something.
Yeah, it was that one.
And I was like, oh, I'll just download the whole thing. And then you send me that. And I was like, this is so weird.
This guy's watching. I thought you were going to say you bought it and then threw it in the trash can. But
why would you do that to Styx?
Styx is great. Styx is a great band.
You know what? We're not going to have 100% common interest. We were 9 for 10 at the point. We're not going to be 10 for 10. It's okay.
There's nothing wrong with Styx. What's funny was when I bought it, I was like, I've had that song in my head, even though it's been years since he's done it, but Fallon did that whole, for weeks, he would just play the beginning of the song, and then he had him and Paul Rudd, like, redid shot for shot the music video of, what's the name of the song now?
Is it Blue Collar Man?
No, hang on, I've got to look it up now.
It's a good one, though.
The song's too much time on my hands.
Oh, I didn't want to know what was on your hands during that time you were digging through your pornography. Whatever.
But it's a good. If y'all haven't seen them, I know we're not. We should be plugging.
Not a sponsor, first off.
The Tonight Show, but you got to go look it up. Paul Rudd, Jimmy Fallon, shot for shot, and you can go look at the Styx. Too much time on my hands. You just die laughing. It's amazing. Paul Rudd's great anyways. We should get him on the show. I bet he would be phenomenal.
Get him to talk about Halloween 4.
Talk about what?
Halloween 4.
Oh, yeah. He was in Halloween 4. That's crazy.
I'll try to DM him after the show.
Yeah, send him a message.
I will.
Yeah. So, Jasper County Fair. I'm excited for it. From here, it's what, 3.5 hours?
Probably about 4 hours from here. Yeah. I mean, it's just a straight up shot up 65. You passed it, exit 215, and it's just right up I-65.
Where can I get tickets at?
You can go to jaspercountyfair.ticketleap.com to pick up your tickets from there. I would buy them very soon. They are selling very quickly. I do not know how many are left, but I know that they're reaching their maximum capacity, I believe.
Oh, wow. That's going to be an awesome show.
Should be a really fun show, and it's
I'm assuming you're in the main event.
I'm hoping I'm on first. Get out of there.
Get out. Hey, I'm on first. See ya.
I'm on first. I got to get back to Louisville.
I got to get. All right. So, Jeremy, you got anything?
No, I'm listening.
You're listening?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What other things you got in the horizon coming up?
Man, I don't know. Probably gonna have to, save some more people. Probably a baby on the way home that I have to protect from getting hit by a car.
For a minute, I'm glad he fixed that, because I was like, what? Wait, what?
Hang on, where were you going?
You said a baby. There's like a baby on the way, and then you said I had to save. There's like a little space. I apologize. Daddy
I'm
Randall
sorry.
For a minute. I thought Randall's coming to dad. That's what I thought he was saying.
Don't what? Call him that. That's not your job or right or privilege. Right. I'm sorry.
Daniel's mom can call me daddy, but that's it.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hey, man, whatever works for you. It's all good.
Thank you.
It's all good. Have you watched any of the current product at all?
It's been a few weeks since I've seen anything. I mean, I think you guys have talked about it. The European Championship is the only thing that I'm interested in right now.
Yes.
The way that's going, it's been pretty hilarious. The last couple of days watching Drake Maverick's Instagram has been... been awesome, but really, as far as the product goes, that's what I've seen. There's been so much going on with OVW's training school, what we got going on there. I'm doing a lot of coaching, wrestling, and we're doing a lot of traveling, moving around. So it's just been pretty busy. You don't really I don't have too much time to watch any TV, really.
He don't have too much time on his hands. That's how you do it.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for showing us how you do that. Are we going to talk about the product, though, this week?
Well,
touch base just a little. I mean, to summarize.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to discuss.
Okay.
When he said that. So, you know, Raw and SmackDown had a facelift, supposedly, behind the scenes this week. You could definitely see it on Raw. You had a couple edgy spots on SmackDown, but not as much as you saw on Raw. Yeah, you had a middle finger, right, but not as much as you saw on Raw. Raw, you got a whole shit said live on TV in the first 15 minutes of the show.
I mean, I don't know if it's just the heat of the moment. I mean, things can feel. I thought that was one of the best Raws that they've had in 3 or 4 years.
It was.
From top to bottom.
I can definitely tell that Heyman had his hand on it. I didn't see Bischoff's hand on SmackDown yet.
That's because Bischoff, I read that from your friend Dave Meltzer. He said Bischoff's not actually starting until SmackDown moves to Fox.
No.
Yeah. He didn't start this week. I know that. They said he hadn't started yet and that he was going to start closer to the debut of the move.
Well, supposedly he was backstage Tuesday. So.
Well, I mean, he could be backstage. Okay. You were backstage a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you wrestle on TV that night?
Which night?
Either.
I didn't wrestle. I got beat up. One of the nights. I danced and got beat up. Or I don't know what you call that, if I was really dancing. But, yeah.
I love that. That was one of my favorite nights, too.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. It is what it is.
Terrific.
This guy. Anyways.
I just like seeing you get beat up.
So I got beat up. Lars Sullivan and Justin Smooth, are they like your favorite wrestlers now?
No, I can't stand Lars Sullivan.
He's clearly sweating with excitement about it.
No. Justin Smooth is one of my favorite wrestlers, yes.
Okay. All right.
He's my second favorite wrestler. He's in OVW.
In OVW, okay. Who's your first?
Our hero.
Okay, all right. All right.
Guys, I don't bring it up again.
The main event. Stop doing that. He's clearly uncomfortable with you bringing up his accolades.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know he would be upset with me bringing up that he's a 3-time TV champion, probably fourth time here soon. Mm. You know, I'm sorry.
I don't want him to ever be TV champion again. I want him to be the OVW heavyweight champion. I don't wish smaller things for him. I mean, being the TV champion is no small feat, but I want him to be the heavyweight champion.
Well, true, but
so
you
stop wishing him a return to the television title.
But you guys all think of who's the held king that of the TV title, though. I mean, yeah, a lot of the OVW heavyweight. But there's a lot more talent.
We're
that's
talking
held
about
the
quad
TV
father
title.
Here.
Mm. So you guys are thinking that maybe I should just continue to be an alum of the aluminum and go ahead and be Fonz with the bronze?
Yes.
Oh, happy days.
Hey. So I think it would work. All right. So the current product, let's back up a little bit.
Okay,
we got a little sidetrack, a little rabbit trail. So Raw was a little edgier, you know, and I liked it. I did like Raw. You're right. I mean, it was definitely a good show. SmackDown, I still was fast-forwarding a couple times, you know.
But it was good. It was good. SmackDown was good.
It was good. I mean, it was good. I'm okay with it. We'll see what happens this week and how they keep going on. I think AEW's show they did, we kind of touched a minute on it, but it seemed to be okay. It seemed to be good. Now here's the thing though. Did you know that the spot that Cody and Sean Spears did, they also did it at OVW 10, 12 years before?
Yes, I did.
Oh, did you know that?
Not until like 2 days ago. I saw a side by side comparison or whatever it was,
yeah.
Video.
So it's pretty cool. They kind of took something that was written for them before and redid it. So I do think it looked better on OVW television.
Oh, no doubt.
But, you know, that was when Cody...
Less bloody,
which, I don't know, I can't believe. And also, Cody actually put his hand up that time, and he didn't the other time. So I don't know what was up with that, because he clearly should have done that, because it was gimmicked, but still missed it wrong. Still, the spot was missed or something.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Looked like the edge of the chair caught him in the back of the head.
You've got JK at a loss for words now.
He hasn't said much.
He's not said anything other than his intro.
One or two things. I haven't had a whole lot today.
All right. So, JK, what do you think of the current product right now? This just happened.
I like the change. It's fine, but you know, I am a guy who was honestly burned out of the main product because of how stale the TV product was the last 3 or 4 months. So, you know, I did watch a couple clips. It was fine, but I'm going to have to give it a couple more weeks before I fully commit to it again.
That's fair. I mean, I can see. I mean, what if they just crap down the back of their leg this week?
They said the same thing back in November, and I pretty much just tuned out for all of TV until the month leading up to WrestleMania.
Is that back when the McMahons promised to give the TV show back to the fans, and then the next week
we already have 40, apparently.
In a way, they did.
That's true.
The fans didn't want Roman Reigns to have a championship. He didn't. They wanted Becky to have both of them. She did. They kept it off Charlotte. I mean, gave us what we wanted.
They ran Cena and Ambrose off of TV.
Got them off
Thank
TV. So
God.
Well, I mean,
in a way, they gave us what we wanted, or what fans.
I mean,
wanted.
Is it a coincidence that the three people and I appreciate everything everybody does, and characters are characters. You know, that's not the same. I mean, you're the same as you're. I mean, you're the real deal. But I mean, like, I'm sure that Jon Moxley and Joe Anoa'i and John Cena are all great people. But is it a coincidence that the three people that I talked about for the last 2 years loathing? You barely even see him anymore. I mean, you see Roman
John Cena's making Fast and the Furious.
Well, good. Well, he furiously got off the team. I don't have to see him no more.
And then he's trying to do that whole transition like Rock did. I don't think he's going to be as successful, but he's going to be very good. I just don't think
he's doing a great job at hosting Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, which I'm not really sure he is.
Why are you slamming John Cena?
I don't know, because when he was here in town, he was always good to me. It's just me being me.
Okay, well.
I'm just being cantankerous.
Well, that's you every single podcast.
Why don't you go back to not talking?
I'm just stating the obvious here.
Can we strike that from the record? I'm sorry.
He'll text it to us.
Yeah, he'll text it to us. He's doing something else right now.
Sorry. I have to.
Haven't we told you about sending porn to people during company time? Just do it in the other room.
I don't watch porn. I have a girlfriend.
You're right. He reads it.
I read it. That's funny. So
he just looks at the pictures. He don't read it.
He definitely gets Playboy for the journalism.
Yeah, for the articles.
For the hard-hitting journalism.
Is Playboy still around? I thought they quit.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know, JK. Is it?
I will neither confirm nor deny the substance of this news, sir.
Okay, fair enough.
I will say this. Even though the stuff is – Raw was great, as Randall said earlier, my favorite thing going on right now on TV and outside of TV on social media is the 24/7 European 48-14 championship, whatever you call it.
The television title.
If that's what you want to call it.
That's what he calls it from time to time. He's got a lot of different names for it.
The European 48-14.
They might as well just post the Instagram logo on it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all that it is. It's an Instagram championship.
Yeah, it's a social. And I'm fine with it being social media.
Me too.
Absolutely.
I'm fine with it. You couldn't call it social media because then you couldn't have it on TV. So to do it, like, call it 24/7, you can do both on Raw, SmackDown, and I'm just waiting for an NXT person to jump in there and grab it. I think that'd be a good way of calling someone up. Look at that. I just booked the territory for them right there. I'm just saying.
And then you'll never see him again.
I just like the whole, getting back to Monday night, I just like the whole, was starting off, and I don't think it was a mistake. They started off the show, and then they went to the back, and you saw a brief clip of the Street Profits standing backstage. I think that was 100% intentional to create some buzz. And then you look on social media, and it's like, oh, my God, the Street Profits are at Raw. And then you got the insane ending to the Strowman-Lashley match, and it's like, holy crap. You know, only he didn't say crap. And, you know, just the whole night, they're acting like, oh, my gosh, this is so serious. Our thoughts and prayers. And then Maria Kanellis got pregnant by Becky Lynch, apparently. Fired her husband, quit her husband again. It just
segment was really like, I was like, it started feeling like the Attitude Era again.
Yeah. I'm with JK on this one, surprisingly. I'm going to have to see it not just be a one and done, see a couple weeks stacked on another. where is Bray Wyatt in the Firefly Funhouse? He's been absent for a couple of weeks. They showed his puppets were backstage last week on Raw, shown in various shots. I'm interested to see where he's going to show up. I know you've never been a great
I know you do now, but you weren't a huge
Bray Wyatt fan. But you are a huge Baron Corbin fan now.
Absolutely. Baron Corbin's amazing. Love Baron Corbin. I love what he's doing. Love it. He brings his true heat. Love it. That's true heat. He comes out to the ring. You just hate
him. What did he used to call him on this? Was it Baron Snoring?
That's what it was.
No longer asleep when he comes out to the ring.
Most overrated wrestler of 2018, according to Mr. Daniel Spencer.
Yeah, that was...
That was 2018, but 2019 is a different story. I'm sorry. Hey, I drank the Kool-Aid. I don't care. Super nice guy, and I just saw him in a different light. So, whatever. I don't care.
Sell out.
Just saying.
Sell out.
It's a different...
I will say, Baron Corbin...
If you say, once you've been backstage...
No, I'm not.
Things are different. I'm not going to be able to handle this anymore.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that it just... I seem differently now. I don't know what... It just like...
He ran up to him, can I have your autograph, please? That's what he... To every superstar backstage, that's what he was
saying. I don't doubt it. He was telling us that they were all the super... I mean, you can confirm or deny this. He was telling us all the superstars just kept coming up to him saying... Man, you're dressed really nice tonight, sir. I love your outfit. It's iconic.
That's fake news. Now they actually
no. You told us that. You told us that on the show a few weeks ago. You said, "Oh, the iconics were so nice to me. They complimented me on my dress. Well, not your dress, but the way I dress."
No, they did. It was a tutu, and they did. And they
did. Different story for a different show.
And they actually did say they actually did compliment the outfit. So did Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley showed me Make Mama Proud. And then when I went to go out there, he walked past me and I said, I'm about to go Make Mama Proud. He goes, you better.
But you just said that the iconics did not compliment your dress style. And then you just agreed with me.
No, I said, I did not. I said, you said dress. I said, I wasn't wearing a dress. I was wearing a tutu.
No.
But no, you said something they didn't say. You said something else.
That's on Tuesday, you weren't in a tutu. Did Lars hit you that hard you forgot where you were at?
On Tuesday,
you were at SmackDown.
I was
in your shirt and tie, and that's when you told us that the iconics complimented your fashions.
No, it was from the conga line spot.
Oh, okay, so they actually liked your tutu.
Yes, I never said they liked me dressed up. Everybody's dressed up. Why would I be any different?
I don't know. You came out to the crowd and shook hands with people that had no idea who you are.
I did not. I did not.
Did you hear about this?
Well, actually, that did listen to it last week.
Okay, thank you.
I mean that did happen.
He came to shake my hand, and then the whole row of kids in front of us was like, "Oh, let's shake your hand too." And like being the ham that Daniel is, he's like, "Okay, I'll shake y'all's hands too." And then they were like, "Who was that? Was that Hornswoggle?" And I'm like, "Never seen him before in my life."
Oh man, whatever. Somebody asked me for a handshake. I'm going to shake their hand.
Just admit you were trying to big time a little bit because
I was not. I legit was not. The little kids were like,
"Why wouldn't you?"
Hey,
for you, that might have been a once in a lifetime opportunity. We don't know if you'll ever get to go out in the crowd and shake weird people's hands again.
I walked up to say hi to you guys. Randall was actually right there. I walked up to say hi to you guys, and then I know
because Randall said hi to us. From where he was standing, he didn't have to come up and get attention and make everybody think he was like Hulk Hogan's bastard son.
I stepped out to say somebody else didn't see to say hi to them and point.
Oh.
It was Shannon the Dude. And then I went to go talk to Shannon the Dude. And then I looked up and I said, I might as well go up and say hi to you all. So I did.
Shook your hand. He turned around. He took a bow to the entire crowd.
Yes.
And then he gave these high fives to these kids.
That's legit. That's what happened. I went to Shannon. We talked to Shannon. I pointed. It's like, Randall waved it. He saw who else was back there. And then I was like, I might as well go up and say hi to you all now because I obviously came out and talked to Shannon the Dude.
I don't even blame you, dude. Like I said, that may have been a once-in-a-lifetime experience for you. I'd have went through giving everybody high fives, handshakes. I'd have done the worm. I'd have done anything. I would have been eating that up. I'm not even like railing on you for this. I'm like, okay. Do you, big guy?
All I did was I walked
short
down.
Guy?
The little kid hey. And so I gave him a five or a handshake.
He thought you were Flash Funk. He had no idea who you were.
Flash Funk. What? Clearly not
Flash
question.
Flanagan is what I said. He's Dr. Flash Flanagan.
Okay. First off, would that kid even know? Never mind. All right. So,
I really hate you. I know exactly what you're going to say.
Yeah.
And that's not politically correct. So,
well, anyways, before we get on this big tangent about whatever, all right, I do think back to the European Championship, I do like the fact that what they're doing, and I would like to see an NXT guy get caught up by winning it. They'd be good. Hey, I think it'd be fun if a referee won it while the other referee's counting. Why not? They said anybody in the roster could win it.
That's true. Yeah.
I also think it'd be funny if one of the girls win it. So,
one of the women.
Whatever. Girls, women, yes.
They hadn't been like girls even, in
like,
a long time.
Like, even let Carmella take it from Truth on an accident. It'd be hilarious.
Have like somebody pushes them. R-Truth.
Huh?
Have Nicholas beat R-Truth for it.
I was trying to think of that kid's name.
Nicholas? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nicholas, yeah.
He'd have to be inserted directly into the WWE Hall of Fame at that point. Mm-hmm. Two matches, two titles. I don't know. A lot of people can say that.
He's got some devastating karate.
Hey, I think he just sits there and looks at you.
He's got to be related to somebody.
And that's true. And he's related to the right
person.
He's got
that 1,000-yard stare like the basilisk in Harry Potter. You just freeze in fear every time Nicholas just...
Yeah. Well, you know. So, did you watch Impact Wrestling this week or recently?
I did.
What do you think about Impact?
I'm becoming a bigger and bigger fan of it each week. It's like we've said in the past. I was really, really harsh on them.
You were?
But I feel like I was fair at the time. And it really felt like at that time that things were just, you know, let's see what'll stick. I'm sorry, am I interrupting your Tinder group chat that you have going on there? No. I'm sorry, is it Grindr? I don't know the difference.
I don't. I'm in any of those apps, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You're a dedicated man now. That's cool.
I've always been.
But no, I really think it all changed when they started. When Anthem took over, I think things changed. They started putting on the different matches from the different territories, and that made things really cool. Then they did the Lucha Underground versus Impact dual pay per view. Or maybe it wasn't a pay-per-view, but it was a show. I think WrestleMania week, that was really awesome. And then they started bringing over a lot of their stars while they were waiting to see what was going to happen with them. And I talked to Marty, you know, from Tough Enough. He was the former Lucha Underground heavyweight champion, Marty the Moth, the other day. And, I mean, it's still not been shut down, but he's like, there's little to no hope that it's going to go on. But even I thought that was cool that they brought a lot of those guys, like Pentagon, and I'm going to kick you in the nuts. Squire in the nuts. Brian Cage, even Johnny Impact. He was Johnny Nitro, Johnny Survivor, whatever you want to call him. He was on Lucha Underground at the time. Brought a lot of those guys over, Phoenix. And I love it now. I think Sami Callihan, I think he's always been a star, but I think he's going to be the next huge star, and I think he's going to be probably one of the first major stars that they have helped kind of cultivate in a long time. So, I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
Love it, love it, love it.
What do you think about the by the way, I was told it's a Wednesday night show, not a Tuesday night show. So it's not
right,
Tuesday night Dynamite.
I got the name. It's Wednesday night Dynamite.
Yeah, so.
I got the day mixed up. I can admit that. I knew you were going to bring that up because
I was told
you're
to correct
never
you,
wrong.
Actually.
Who said you were told to correct me. Who told you to correct me? Was it Nick? Was it Kenny? Or was it Cody?
It was neither of those. It was actually Ron Mosley from the Final Count.
I don't know who that is.
You met him at the Combine.
Never heard of him.
Wow. Wow.
The only people I remember meeting up there were the can crushers or the beer drinkers, whatever their name was.
Yeah,
I liked him. He was really cool.
Poor Ryan. He just threw the gauntlet out.
I know, man. Ryan was cool though. I'm just everybody gives him crap. So how could I not join the fun there?
Yeah,
But anyway, he's not allowed to correct me. I have like 25 times the followers he has on social media, so he can just sit his rear end down in the corner and not correct me.
Okay, that's fine. All right.
Hope you had a good week, Ryan. See, if you didn't know me, you'd think I was a jerk, but I'm really not a jerk.
No, you're a jerk.
Okay.
Yeah, you're a jerk.
Well, just to you. I like everybody else.
Yeah, you're a jerk. So,
I can't stand you. I like everybody else, genuinely.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of big things coming up in the world of wrestling. We got as Wednesday Night Dynamite starting. You've got SummerSlam coming up for WWE. And then for OVW, there's a lot of big events coming this summer, and we talked about one on July 20th. You're going to have an SNS, and you're going to lead up to some other things, and then not to mention the OVW Wrestling Network that we're going to be a part of. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, just some of the things that that Ted was telling us that was coming, which I don't know what we're allowed and what we're not allowed to talk about, but I'm really excited about what he was telling us that.
Well, he told us off the air, so we can't discuss
right.
It.
Well, that's why I didn't talk about it on the air, because
we'll get the exclusive though when it's able to be announced.
Right. Well, he did break some news last week on the show that we were allowed to talk about.
Go ahead. What was it?
I don't remember which one it was. That's what I'm saying. One of them. One of the things he talked about that was coming up, he broke on the show. I can't talk about it because then the doctor won't trust me. And me and the doctor.
August the 3rd is going to be announced the winners of the draft, of the combine draft.
Right.
That was the news he broke.
Correct.
And the list will come out. And Ringside will be there exclusively to kind of, you know, make sure that's announced and everybody's heard from that. So that's going to be interesting to see what dynamic they're going to have in the training. I'm sure this guy sitting to our left and right, I'm sure he's going to be a part of that whole. Helping them out, you know, getting on board, getting them ready for OVW television. Be interesting to see where these people are going to, like, how they're going to take training, how they're going to do the schooling, and how they're going to, you know, be involved in OVW television. So, you know, speaking of which, let's talk about the combine, because Randall, what do you think? A little bit about Randall. What's your take on the combine?
The combine was really exciting. Everything that they had there for us was really cool and unique. I don't even remember what it was called when they were checking out the body scan. That thing was really neat, and it was cool to see yourself on that computer screen while you were getting scanned. And then just they really put us to the test that day, I felt. And you were talking about it earlier, guys that we're going to be bringing in to our trade school. The top 15 guys that are going to get that scholarship for, you know, the 2 years free tuition. I don't know who it is. I know that, like you said, that's going to be announced August 3rd. But the majority of the people that I talked to at the Combine were really excited to be there. So it's got a lot of potential to be a truly exciting time at OVW once that trade school gets operating and up and going. As far as the combine itself, it was really cool to see that many people show up. I don't have exact numbers. I think it was over 70, right?
Yeah, something like that. I was going to say 75.
Yeah, something like that. Which, for the first time, somebody doing that's a pretty decent showing, I feel. And I think it's only going to continue to grow. I think we're trying to do it at least twice a year. As far as the combine goes, I'm not exactly sure. That was kind of the consensus there. Once we got done, Al had spoke to everybody after the combine. But it's going to be an exciting time, and I'm really excited to be a part of it and be one of the trainers at the trade school. The majority of those people never had wrestling experience, so I'm going to be able to get my hands on a lot of those guys and help mold them into OVW superstars and push them to the TV product.
Yeah, that Dari scanner, man, that thing looked really, really cool. From what I remember Chad telling us, it's actually able to show you where your weaknesses are and where it's likely you may have some problems in the future. Mm-hmm. I wish I could have had something like that back when I was playing ball.
Right.
That would have been awesome. But was that cool to go through?
Yeah, it was interesting. Just seeing yourself on that screen, I assume that it's just kind of, I mean, they had you do like shoulder rotations, jump squats, sort of like stretching motions just to kind of see, like if you're favoring a side, like if I'm going to, you know, when they have me jump, if I'm favoring one leg over the other, I mean, it's likely that if I misstep that I'm going to have a re-injury there. So they're able to identify that for you, and you can start making adjustments according to whatever they have there for you.
Now, the rumor is it's your only weakness was at the time, and this is speculation, this is just what I heard, was your ability to detain muggers. But you've proved tonight that that's no longer a weakness.
Was it never?
So that was people just putting out false reports.
It's false reports and false accusations. But I don't want to get a whole lot into it. But I've had a lot of experience in the past detaining muggers. It's just not something I want to get into.
I'm sorry. It's not that big of a deal. It's the real deal.
No big deal. Just the real deal.
Right.
Put a gun on my face, I'll shatter your arm. That's all there is to it. I don't know.
Man. Wow. Well, you know what? I think that right there, that's time to end the show. We can't go anywhere from here.
Well, how else would you end a show, you moron, than with the main event? That's how you end every show.
That's true, with the main event. And speaking of ending the show, we need to plug where you can hear our show.
Absolutely.
You can find us all on the podcast avenues, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio app. Or just go to ringsidepodcast.com. We're also available on the Barn Burner Network, as well as Jeremy.
HollaboutSports.com.
That's right. You find us all on there. The Barn Burner has an app. I think Hall of Sports is going to have one soon.
Hall About Sports has one now.
Oh, do they? Yep. Okay, there you go. See, look at that. You knew more than I did at that moment.
It's normally the trend.
Well, So check us out there. We appreciate it. By the way, on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review there, because that helps our show tremendously by doing that. Even if you don't like us, still leave us a 5-star review. Even if you just like Randall Floyd, still leave us a 5-star review. It's that simple.
Even if you hate Daniel, leave us
a 5-star
suggestions
review
for a replacement.
Send you a text.
Yeah, exactly.
During the show.
During the show.
Also, though, if you don't have any of those other things, you can always find it at ringsidepodcast.com.
Yeah, I should have earlier, but yeah, you can say that again. I did not, actually. And on the social media, you'll hear it back and you'll be like, oh yeah, he was right.
I'll just listen to your direction on this.
So you can find... you can get us on the social media, the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook at Ringside Podcast. And individually on Twitter, I'm at Daniel Spencer.
I'm at Jeremy_CSZ.
At Cougar Mania.
And we can find our guests on Twitter and Instagram at?
At Randall Floyd _.
There it is. Sweet. Follow him, share, like, whatever. Right? That's just weird. All right, guys.
I just wanted some more of your direction.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Compared to the volumes of different people's directions.
Give him too much time on his hands.
Exactly. That's called a callback, ladies and gentlemen. That's the end of the show. And as always, in the meantime, and between time.
Until next time, you can catch us ringside.
See ya.
From a strength, ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you could be next, you better give respect.